from the Daily Mail. A whole latte love. Starbucks barista. Oh, latte, latta, lot of love, latte love. That's so clever, Daily Mail. Starbucks barista writes secret message on nurse's coffee cup. But would you spot it? So how is this newsworthy? I don't get this. How the fuck is this newsworthy? I mean, isn't this akin to, you know, dude picked his nose? I don't understand what's newsworthy about this. I don't see how this is news. I don't see how this gets in the Daily Mail. But you'll find out why. So Ashley Wilkins from the U.S. shared a video on TikTok showing a secret note. A barista took a black marker or a coffee cup to cross out part of warning messages. Okay, we'll see. So, whether it's pumpkin spice latte, what the fuck is that? Pumpkin? Pumpkin coffee? Or latte? What is latte? What is it, like half coffee, half cream or some shit? Why don't you just give yourself a coronary? Why don't you just induce a heart attack? I mean, it's the same fucking thing, yo. Holy shit. Pumpkin spice latte. Jesus Christ. Probably costs like $8. Or a festive hot chocolate. Many Starbucks customers will find their name misspelled on their takeaway cups. Who fucking cares? I've never been to Starbucks in my entire life. I've never used that place once. And I never will. After heading into the store for their favorite hot drink. Who gives a shit? They're baristas. What do you think? They're fucking literature majors? Well, they might be, actually. Generally speaking, somebody working as a fucking barista in Starbucks isn't going to be all that bright, yo. They might be a student in university. Same difference, right? Some idiot spending $100,000 fucking dollars that they don't have to get a gender studies degree. Again, not the brightest people in the fucking world. And you're, so you're surprised they misspelled your fucking name. Who fucking cares? That's not news. Move on. But one crafty barista found another way to get a customer's attention by leaving a saucy hidden message on her cup of coffee. Well, I'm watching the video right now, and it says secret message written in black marker. And then it's got an arrow pointing down to the bottom. How the fuck is that secret? Well, what's secret about that? That's like you have a secret door, but you got a sign above the secret door that says secret door. Well, how the fuck is it a secret then? That's the stupid. That's right there is fucking stupid. All right, anyway, Ashley Wilkins from the U.S. shared a video to TikTok showing a secret message written by her barista on the to-go cup. Okay, do we want to hear this message? Do we want to hear this video? Sure, why not? All right, let's take a listen. Well, this happened today. No, you just didn't Starbucks Steve. Starbucks Steve. You go ahead. Careful. Wait a second. First of all, didn't that sound like a dude laughing? That's a dude laughing. That's not some broad laughing, I don't think. Does that sound like a man's laughter to you? I don't know. I don't know what the... okay, that's weird. Let's look at that again. Secret message. I don't know what's funny about that. And it says... And it has all the... It has a bunch of stuff scribbled out so that it says... Careful, you're extremely hot. What's so funny about that, by the way? I don't get it. And that's a dude laughing. Anyway, there's the broad. Yeah. She's some kind of social media influencer or something on TikTok, so already I'm suspicious. Already I'm thinking that she's probably the one that did this and claimed that the barista did it. Yeah. But anyway, let's assume that it wasn't her. There's pictures. Careful, you're extremely hot. Yeah, okay. The nurse, who's married and has a daughter, oh, really? Posted a video, which is, so that was probably her husband laughing. Yeah, making that video, doing the laughing, which has been viewed more than 1.5 million times. This is just for social media clout. She probably did this herself. New level of pickup line, as she films the cup saying, well, this happened today. In brazen large letters at the top of the cup, the barista had written secret message. I don't buy any of this. With an arrow drawn down to the bottom where the chain's warning message is printed. I think she's just looking for attention. See, this is emblematic of most women these days. They're searching for or seeking attention. Although, let's assume it's real. Let's assume it's true, okay? I'm going to do away with my cynical, skeptical, suspicious side and just take this at face value that this actually happened. So the fuck what? Good for him. It's clever. I don't know about the whole secret fucking message thing, but I mean, you make it too secret, you wouldn't have seen it, so okay. And I guess that's kind of kooky and, you know, interesting that he wrote secret message on there. Because, you know, secret message, it's going to be hard to find. He writes secret message. It's it's oxymoronic in a way. It's clever. It's cute. Or you would think it would be. But no. Not in her eyes. But a thick marker pen had been used to block out words in the text, which usually read, "Careful, the beverage you're about to enjoy is extremely hot." And it simply left, "Careful, you're extremely hot." By the way, let's look at her again. She's thin, but she's got big, giant bug eyes, so I guess she's above average. Maybe she's a 7. I don't know. I'd have to see more. Looks like she's got the makeup caked on pretty good, so it's hard to tell. It's hard to know what's really going on underneath all that paint. So, while many users were quick to encourage romance, Ashley revealed she's married and was actually in the cafe with her husband. He didn't know that? The barista is not, what, he's not supposed to shoot his shot because, you know, he doesn't know, because, you know, he's supposed to assume you're married? Most women these days ain't married. and they don't want to be unless you got a big pocketbook, yo. Yeah, barista working at Starbucks and get a chance with her pal. Starbucks Steve is smooth, one person said. Gotta give him credit, though, another wrote. I'm not gonna lie, this is very good, penned a third. Imagine sitting alone in a market doing this, someone added. You know, there's some tweets. Yeah, same thing. It's the secret for me. Starbucks Steve just secreted messages all over your cup. Starbucks Steve is smooth. What a legend. He deserves a date. Yeah. No. That's creepy. It's creepy. I'm never going in there again, she said. Gotta give him credit, though. That's awesome, even if secret is spelled wrong. Oh, really? Did he spell secret wrong? I wasn't. That's not good. That's not good if you spell secret wrong, yo. I don't know. I don't really care. Say spell secret wrong? okay, I wasn't looking that carefully, but okay. So, you secreted that message all over your cup. I'd be worried. Oh, yeah. Another woke feminist brought. Oh, she's worried. So, Ashley says, responds, haha, right, but my drink was just a hot coffee with pumpkin flavor and cream. Hopefully, it was clean cream. We know what that's she's alluding to, okay? Jizz. Yeah, she's such a classy broad. And by the way, she said she's never going in there again. She said, I'm never going in there again. It made me super uncomfortable. It was very, very, very difficult for me. It made things hard for me. It doesn't say that in this article. It's another article I read, but it didn't have all those Twitter responses and the video, so I decided to read this one. So, yeah, this broad, she was like, oh, you know, I'm never going in there again. This made me super uncomfortable. This is where we're at right now. She said it was creepy. She said it was creepy, and she's never going in there again, and she actually called the Starbucks to complain. Can you believe that? Yeah, you can believe that. She called the Starbucks and complained about this dude. Un-fucking-believable. Well, this is why women today are so fucking unhappy, okay? This is why they're so unhappy. Look at the shit they're complaining about. Look at the shit they're complaining about. A guy tries to come on to her in a very clever way. And instead of being complimented, instead of feeling the validation that she claims she wants, that women want from men, that they want the attention that they always want. Oh, no, it's creepy. It's creepy. How dare he? How dare this evil man working in a Starbucks say I'm hot and do it in a clever, cheeky way? He's going to be fired. Oh, yeah. And people wonder why women are unhappy. Why they're always complaining about, where's your good man? Well, he's not working as a barista in Starbucks. Yeah. Isn't that great? She complains, probably got this guy fired. Why? Why'd you do that? Why did this chick do that? Why did this chick right here do that? Probably lose this guy's job. Oh, well, you know, he insulted me. See, he's just some loser working in a Starbucks. How dare he think he's got a chance with me? How dare he think he's got a shot? How dare he imply that we are on the same freaking level by having the gall, the unmitigated gall, the audacity to ask me out in such a way, or to very... He didn't even ask her out, he just complimented her. How dare he? I shouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable by a man saying I'm extremely hot. The fuck's wrong with you ladies? You know how much I would love it if some broad told me I was hot? I have had that happen, but very rarely. And not recently. Oh, fuck it. I mean, usually it was big, fat, uggo broads that would tell me that because, you know, they had no choice. They had to hit on men. There weren't no guys hitting on them. They got to find a Mr. Goodbar just like any other broad out there, except they have limited options. So they actually have to put themselves out there and take the risk of being rejected. Oh, but Jesus Christ, wouldn't it be great as a guy? Could you imagine as a man getting upset over this? I mean, you would be like, wow, this is great. If she was even a halfway decent looking broad, right? Because we don't care where she works. We don't care what she does for a fucking living because we know that, you know, her money will never be our money anyway. So we don't give a fuck. Can you imagine you're going to Starbucks, you're a dude, and you buy a fucking latte. And it says, careful, you're extremely hot. I'm going back the next day to buy another fucking latte. I might get it for free. And I might get her number. Or I might get another compliment, which will make me feel even better. Explode my ego. Swell my head. But this broad, oh, no. I guess her head is sufficiently swelled. Can't have that. Can't have a man telling me I'm hot. Ooh, that son of a bitch. How dare he? That's my favorite Starbucks. A low pumpkin spice latte. He's not gonna stop me from getting my pumpkin spice latte, even though I could go in any time and buy it. But I'm not gonna, because he's creepy. Because he works at the Starbucks. And you ladies wonder why you're alone and unhappy, yo. Yeah, it's a mystery. Why would guys even bother? Look at this guy. Look at what this broad did. She used the guy's name. Steve's probably his real name. So this fucking guy... He puts himself out there and does something I think is very clever. If you're a woman, you should be calling it cute. I think it's clever. Women would call it cute. Cheeky. Interesting. Oh, no! How dare you! He puts himself out there. What does she do? She makes a mockery of him. In front of millions of people. Uses her social media clout to get this to go viral. As it did because, of course, you know, puts a further schism between men and women, which is the real reason why this got posted. Don't you men out there dare be cheeky and clever and cute and think that you come onto a broad and that she's gonna like that. Ladies, you need to spur these kind of advances and get these men fired, shame them, ridicule them. But don't actually entertain the possibility of accepting their compliment and exploring a relationship. Oh, no. You might be happy then. And then women wonder why they're more miserable than ever. This is lovely, lovely. More women than ever are complaining that men are not asking them out. Meanwhile, guy comes onto a broad, she makes a joke out of him, and gets this story put on fucking social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Daily Mail. It's been on a whole bunch of others. He probably lost his job. Probably the only job he could get. Oh, but that's okay. That's okay because he had the gall to ask out a broad that's, you know, above him. Boy, oh boy, you ladies really are getting a little too big for your fucking britches. But anyway, there you go. There you go. Don't you dare be clever or cute or anything like that with a broad and come up with new, interesting ways. By the way, aren't women the ones always constantly asking dudes to go to some kind of fucking effort to ask them out? Like I hear guys talking all the time about how on Tinder and all these fucking apps... how women want them to be really clever, and women talking all the time about how they don't answer dudes that message them, that DM them on Instagram, which is really just a fucking meat market, or Tinder. They won't even respond to a dude that doesn't have a clever intro, that doesn't have some kind of clever approach, some kind of clever one-liner. Oh, yeah. Man, he's going all this effort to make an impression. Meanwhile, look what this guy did. And what does he get in return? Ridiculed. Mocked, laughed at, and probably fired. Well, there you go, guys. There you go. This is where we are in 2022. And by the way, what kind of weaklings have we become in America? Somebody calls you hot and you are offended and insulted and you'll never go back to that Starbucks again and you get the fucking barista fired. What the fuck? You humiliate him? You have him made a mockery of in front of millions of people on social media? Jeez, I wonder how many people went into this Starbucks after this hoping to run into Steve only to find out he was fired. I guess they got a lot of new business, maybe. Yeah, a lot of broads hoping to get a secret message from Steve. Oh, but not this chick. Oh, no. That's too much to ask of her. Can't compliment me, motherfucker. What a thin skin. I mean, what nonsense. How ridiculous. So there you go, guys. There you go. Don't waste your fucking time. Don't waste your fucking time approaching broads, because you're probably going to end up on the front page of the Daily Mail or in a viral fucking tweet on Twitter with some broad talking about what a creepy loser you are for shooting your shot. Oh, so let me know what you think of this story. Is this just emblematic and a perfect example of what most modern women have become? These pampered princesses who can't take any kind of adversity. Well, what adversity, by the way? He says you're hot. That are so fucking sensitive. That are so delicate. That a compliment hurts them. Is this the majority of modern Western women? And if so, should we just not deal with them anymore? Let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you really like and appreciate my content, go check out my website. That's right, I have a website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Go check that out as well. You'll find a donate button in the upper right-hand corner. Consider making a donation. I could really use your help and support. So go check it out.